Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're continuing in the second paragraph of Maseches Tainis, and today we're learning Parak Beis, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So these Ches, Tes, and Yod are all going to be discussing the Megillas Tainis, that there are certain days that were made as minor Yom Tovim, where you're not allowed to fast on those days. So, and you're not allowed to give a spadim. So Kol HaKosav B'Megillas Tainis, Delo L'Misbad, any date that it says in Megillas Tainis that you're not allowed to give a hesped on, L'Fun of Aser, it's also to give a hesped even the day before that date in Megillas Tainis, la'achrav mutar, but on the day after it, you're allowed to fast and you're allowed to give a hesped. Rabbi Yossi Omer lefan of ula'achrav aser, that these festivals of Megillas Tainis were so serious that they even spilled over not only to the preceding day but to the following day as well. To lolis anah avahon, any date in Megillas Tainis that it says you're not allowed to fast on, but that you are allowed to be maspid on lefan of then it's not such a serious Megillas Tainis, I mean, not such a heavy Megillas Tainis day, it's not such a heavy celebration, and therefore you're allowed to fast the day before it and the day after it. We're not as strict about the celebration. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lefanav Asur L'Achar Mutter. Rabbi Yossi says that you're not allowed to fast the day before it, but you are allowed to fast the day after it. Now Mishnah Tes tells us that we learned about the fasting that they would do for the rain, right? They would do three Tainios Tzibur, then three stricter Tainios Tzibur, then seven very strict Tainios Tzibur that they would have on Bahab. So, in goes in Tainios Tzibur b'tchila b'chamishi. We don't start a series of Tainios Tzibur on a Thursday, shelo lafkia sha'arim, because we don't want to ruin the market prices of food, because whenever they would fast on a Thursday, people would have to buy a lot of food that day, because they need food for both the big meal right after the fast, as well as for Shabbos. So if shopkeepers didn't realize why people are buying so much food, they might assume that there's some sort of food shortage, and that's why everyone is rushing the stores and buying everything. So they might raise the prices. So we try to make sure that the first of the three fast days is on a Monday, so hopefully by the time Thursday comes around, everyone will realize that it's just a fast day, and that it's not based on some sort of market shortage. The first set of three fast days is a Monday, Thursday, Monday. The second series of three fast days could be Thursday, Monday, Thursday, because people already chop that we're in the series of fast days, and no one's going to think that this relates to any sort of shortage that's going to cause the market prices to change. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Keshem Shein Rishonos B'chamishi Kachlo Shnios V'lo Achronos, that if the first series of fast days can't start on a Thursday, neither can the second nor the third series of fast days start on a Thursday, because there's always a little break between each series of fast days, so the store owners might not remember that they're dealing with a series of fast days, and if the new series starts on a Thursday, they may get the mistaken impression that there's some sort of famine going on and that they better raise their prices. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that on the days, the most serious days of celebration of Megillas Tainis, where it says you're not even allowed to give a hesped, not only not allowed to fast, not even allowed to give a hesped, we have a machlokas Tanoim about the day after those celebratory days. The days before, you're also not allowed to give a hesped or fast. But the day after, the Tanakhama says you're allowed to, and Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to. But the days that are less celebratory, that it just says that you're not allowed to fast on, so then the Tanakhama holds that you're allowed to fast the preceding and following day, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're allowed to fast the following day, but not the preceding day. And then in Mishnah Tes, we said that whenever we start the first series of fast days for the rain, we don't start it on a Thursday because the storekeepers may get the mistaken impression that there's some sort of famine and they're going to raise the prices. But the second and third series, the Tanakhama holds, you're allowed to start on a Thursday because the storekeepers will realize that this is just a series of fast days. Rabbi Yossi says that you're not even allowed to start the second and third series of fast days on a Thursday, only on a Monday. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the last Mishnah of the second parak, as well as the first Mishnah of the third parak.